my childhood was over when down.
Reception, high message, please tell me. Dave Rawlings' Machine with Method Acting and Cortez the Killer. Both those tracks were recorded last month in Birmingham, Alabama, and feature John Paul Jones on mandolin. We started off the hour with two tracks from Steve Earle and the Del McCurry Band with Harlan Man and The Mountain, both of those from Sweden in 1999. This is Michael Rank, and you are listening to the Dust Hand Sessions on WCOM Radio. The Dust Hand Sessions is made possible every week by the generous support of the Cat's Cradle, the Triangle's renowned live music venue, located in the heart of Carrboro, North Carolina, at 300 East Main Street. An up-to-date listing of all Cat's Cradle events can be found at www.catscradle.com.
Here's a song about a boxer we used to, we're from New York. Here's a song about a boxer we used to know who died in the ring in Flushing, Queens. And there's a fire in the building.
A fire in the building. Let it burn, let it burn.
It's a love song, man. Powder your nose, pull off your pantyhose. Let me love you from behind, my darling. And powder your nose, pull on your pantyhose. We're going down to my bout, my darling. Before the bell would ring, he had a way like Errol Flynn as he sauntered to the ring with a sheet on. But the late round scared the girl. Heaven knows she thought the world aloof. It was hard to see him sway in the neon. Joey was a no one, just some big dumb kid from Flushing. Had a face like an ugly bull, always pouting. He hit Louis kinda low, and he fumbled on the ropes as the bookies blocked the roads, shouting. Powder your nose, pull off your pants. Love you from behind, my darling. And powder your nose, pull on your pantyhose. We're going down to my bout, my darling. The blows were hard and loud. He could hardly hear the crowd. Bleachers where they howled, they were cheering. I remember in the eighth round, it was clear that Lou was fading now, when something caught his eye by the ceiling. He saw her as she spoke through the shifty yellow smoke. She said, Louie, you look bad, how you dying? Could not answer, his eyes were cast up to the rafters, and then they slowly sealed in silence. Out of your nose, pull off your pantyhose, let me love you from behind. My doubt, my doubt.
We are the Felice Brothers. From upstate New York. This is another song off of our recent release.
The Felice Brothers.
Felice Brothers, that's their name.
They told us to say our name a lot. We're not used to it.
Jimmy, do it.
Okay. Jimmy, play that accordion.
Okay.
Every weekend I pick up some cargo. I think I know the bloody way by now, Frankie. And turn the goddamn radio down, Frankie. Pull over, count the money, but don't count the 30 in the glove box, buddy. That's for to buy Lucille some clothes. Bang, 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 when Frankie's gone.
He shot me down, Lucille.
Bang, bang. Past the double line, trailer, McDonald's, rest stop, trailer, double wide. I saw a man hit my mom one time, really.
I heard him so damn bad, I had to hide in Jersey.
Called my mama, told her, in the dresser. It's $10 or $20, but there ain't no lesson.
That's for to take my sister to the picture show.
Fender shine, Frankie, a friend of mine, got me off a bender after long-legged Brenda died. I thought we might be on the road this time, Frankie. I could have swore the box in Hollywood blanks, but you see my baby, please tell her I left a little rock in a box in the cellar.
That's for the way the kingdom comes.
The song's called Cowboys and Indians. Come gather round, let me sing you a song about what little I know, it won't take long. It's a game I played when I was young, called Cowboys and Indians. By means of plastic figurines, my brothers and I kept the country free from the savages who tried to take our land. merciless outlaw Indian bands. Then one day my mama, she saw us playing. She said, I got a story that needs a saying. It's a story that happened way back when, about cowboys and Indians. And she cried, oh, 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 oh. She cried, oh, 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 oh. She cried, oh, oh, oh. On the border of New Mexico, in a jerkwater town that nobody knows, there was an Indian boy of Navajo blood. He was looking for work under the noonday sun. He met a cowboy smoking on a stogie near. He said, hey Tonto, come on over here. He said, I tell you what, if you can ride the saddle, I'll pay you 10 cents a day to drive my cattle. Now the cowboy, he had one lone daughter who milked the cows and fetched him water. And the Indian knew it was forbidden to even look at her, so he remained hidden. Until one day a calf got lost and he followed its tracks down to the pond, where the daughter was bathing and singing sweet, and the sound of her voice made his knees go weak. She sang, oh, 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 she sang, oh, 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 she sang, oh, oh, oh. He took the feather from his hair and gave it to her, saying, you must be an angel and this must be yours. Then he laid her down in a field of corn, and there they stayed till the light of morn. When the daughter, she returned back home, she found the cowboy waiting all alone. He was standing out by the laundry line. He said, you know not to mix your reds with your whites. And the same goes for you, no daughter of mine. We'll be caught dead mixing with his kind. He said, I never should have trusted that Indian scum. Then he took to the fields carrying his gun. The cowboy come upon the boy at last, who's trying to lasso that wayward calf. He screamed, you goddamn prairie nigger, you're a dead man now, and pulled the trigger. The cowboy, he was never charged, never shed a tear, never felt remorse. But in this country sometimes it seems no one notices when the red man bleeds. Now the daughter would learn to love again, but none could compare to the Indian. Then my mother, she began to cry as the tears came streaming from her eyes. She said, my boy, now don't you see? The Indians love her, that was me. And I think that it's about time you knew gave birth to his child, and that child is you. And I cried, oh, she cried, oh, we cried, oh. So now you've listened to my song. By what little I know, it didn't take long. It's a game I played when I was young, called Cowboys and Indians.
darling Carrie. Dear Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe, I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys. Believe I'd rather die. The first time I saw Carrie Brown, she was so young and fair. Her voice like spring rain falling down and the sunlight in her hair. I'd never seen her face before, so I stalled around. Said Nanny owns a grocery store, she lives in Bristol town. Carrie, darling Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe, I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. $10 down, though it didn't need a thing. Just a touch of sweet Carrie Brown when she handed me my chain. I hung around to closing time, as kids believe my eyes. My darling walking arm in arm with a boy named Billy White. Dear darling Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. I can't make Carrie Brown believe I'd rather lie. I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. I hung around the rest of town, a bitter broken man. Heart pipe of Carrie Brown and a pistol in my hand. We met again on State Street, whooping it wild to me. I shot him in Virginia and he died in Tennessee. Carrie, darling Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe, I'd rather die. Believe I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. All I do is cry, cause the jury found me guilty and the judge says I must die. I'm just a player, man boy, ain't never been to town. I come to ruination for the love of Carrie Brown. Carrie, darling Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't make Carrie Brown believe, I'd rather die. I'd rather die, boys, believe I'd rather die. Thank you.
to my daddy's daddy before. Hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. Only come to town about twice a year. Now 100-pound east and some copper and lime. Everybody knew that it made moonshine. Hollering everything he had. Oh, my time, well, I've been told him to come back from Copperhead Road. Now, that run on the skin of a big black dot. All that auction at the Mason's Lodge. Tops a can of sherry painted on the side. Shot a coat of primer and looked. Him and I prefer the ending now. I still remember that rumbling sound. This year coming in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying to someone right. Hitting out of Dawson with a weak load. Smell of whiskey burning that Copperhead Road. First round of hearing away. I tell my two to the duty in Vietnam. When I come home, I had a brand new plan. I take the seat from Colombia and Mexico. I just plan her if I hollered out Copperhead Road. Head out of D, ain't got a chopper in here. Wake up screaming like back over there. I'm trying to know you know. Let us stay away from Copperhead Road.
Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott, Dennis Crouch, the Bluegrass Dukes, thank y'all so much.
Steve Earle and the Bluegrass Dukes with Copperhead Road and Carrie Brown, recorded live in Nashville in 1999. Started off that set with the Felice Brothers with their tracks The Ballad of Lou the Welterweight and Frankie's Gun, also recorded in Nashville in 2007. Then we heard Ben Rogers with Cowboys and Indians from his album Live at China Cloud. And we had two tracks from Gillian Welch, Caleb Meyer and Saginaw Way, recorded in Hickory, North Carolina in 1997. This is Michael Rank, and you have been listening to the Dust Hand Sessions on WCOM-LP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. The Dust Hand Sessions is made possible every week by the generous support of the Cat's Cradle, the Triangle's renowned live music venue located in the heart of Carrboro, North Carolina, at 300 East Main Street. An up-to-date listing of all Cat's Cradle events can be found at www.catscradle.com.